maslaha, some wisdom behind it. But we, as a women, if the goal would be forbidden for us, we would, you know, do, yeah, you know, protest, and we would have
complain a lot.
Why?
Yeah,
look, Islam is not, yeah, Islam is not fair about, look, goal is something very nice that is just halal. So same thing goes when it comes to modesty and haya. So today, I think we are going to talk about the role models which we get in social media.
So like in real life, we have so many role models and we follow them, we follow their footsteps. Likewise, in social media also, we have to have some role models, yeah?
Automatically, we are having it. You know, like, we don't call them role model, but if you like someone, yeah?
Yeah.
And if you keep watching that person, spending time with
you
that
subscribe, follow, whoever you follow
and truly follow and spend time with that, you know, page and person, automatically you're adopting his or her characters, yeah? And you're just following practically. So that is very, very
whether you say it's role model or not, it is. It becomes a role model for us. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about modesty in our social media.
Mr. Masoomi, you know, we don't have enough good, modest role models, you know, the variety for our young girls especially. So, because they don't have it, yeah, and maybe they're not that much interesting as the non-Muslim and non-healthy role models, yeah. So automatically they get attracted by them. And, you know, I love the way, you know, the top topic says, this is a danger, you know, the alarming point. Like alarming, you know, like there's so big danger that you don't know to whom you are following. And you know, if you know that, that is very easy. If you don't know, then more dangerous because you don't know. You are going very opposite track.
And unfortunately, we do not have good Muslim religious role models, especially female role models in social media. Yeah, unfortunately, those who are religious, they do not come in social media.
So what do you say? They should come?
In some areas, yes.
Which areas?
Yeah.
How? Can you define them?
For example, as you are doing tabligh, yeah, you can become a role model for youngsters. You know, you only post, you know, ahadith and with your videos and some pictures, you know. So you take care about all the modesty and all the limits and boundaries. Our female youngsters, our girls, they need some role models. Definitely they need in social media, you know. If they don't find good role models, female role models, what they should do, you know, to whom they should follow. So I think Islam also has allowed, as much as you are caring about all the boundaries, all the limits.
So this is a very positive point of Islam.
Yeah.
Like Islam says, you have to come. You know, you can come. You are allowed to come.
Because in Islam, we have wajib-e-kifai. You know, some things are wajib, means upon every Muslim person is wajib. But if somebody offers it, that is enough. You know, for example, namaz-e-janaza. Yeah, it is wajib-e-kifai. If somebody offers it, so it is not wajib on other persons, other people.
For example, if we need a surgeon, doctor. So if we have enough doctors in our society.
So it is not wajib.
Yeah,
but
if we don't have
in our society, they need a surgeon, but they don't have any surgeon. So it is wajib upon each person of that society, yeah?
Yeah.
It is wajib. means if they do not become surgeons, so they are doing haram, you know.
Yeah,
they
if
are
they can do it, yeah, easily, if they can study, they have to study. Yeah.
Likewise, in social media also, we have so many, you know, responsibilities. If we do not come and feed them, definitely they will follow the wrong role models. They will go astray. Yeah. So we have to be careful about these things. I think it is also somehow like wajib-e-kifai,
to come. But nowadays we don't have enough good, for example, mostly for teenagers or for very young, like young role models, Muslim, modest, and balanced. You know, everything should be there. Modern, modest, balanced, and it's not necessary that you have to be a preacher, but you can come in any field, healthy field. For example, maybe you are a chef. You are cooking
definitely
something.
Yeah, you are giving. Yeah, you are a trainer. Yeah, you are a, you know, gym trainer. Whatever you
but
are.
But indirectly,
doing,
you are giving this message of modesty and haya. Like the way you are talking to them, you know, your style of approaching to your audience is very, very important. You know, the way you talk, the way you walk. Like, for example, there's a hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. He says that women, if she's walking on the street, it's better if she walks from the corner and from the wall side. But like if she's walking from the middle of the street, her whole figure is very obvious. Everyone can, you know, easily from far can
look
see.
Look at the beauty.
Yeah. Half of her body is towards wall. She's not that clear.
So we are talking about modesty, for especially for a Muslim lady, because our program's name is Muslim Lady.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We are talking about modesty in our social media.
I love it. Even when we will die, when people are burying us, so the way we put the female, you know, dead body inside the graveyard is different from the way we put
gents,
the gents, you know. Like, why? Because of
modesty,
you know. Even, you know, sometimes I say that when we are praying every day, you know, we are practicing as a female, as a Muslim lady, every single day when I'm performing my wuzu for salah after azan, I have to search for my scarf, for my chador, you know, that is a practice, So it's not an easy, you know, task. It's a very, very, very crucial and very important. So modesty of women is very important. So we have to put it in social media in a very positive and modern way. So we need plenty of role models, if they are using it in a healthy and perfect, modest way, then our female youngsters can go, inshallah, towards them.
And above all, our females, they are lucky. They have role models such like, you know, Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, Hazrat Zainab, salamullah alayha. So these are also, you know, the biggest role models.
But we don't know how to bring them.
Follow them.
Follow them on social media. Like I remember a guy, a white non-Muslim guy, a Christian guy. He was telling in this month of Muharram that I don't know why this Muslim, they have written very less about Lady Zainab, salamullahi alayha. Why? You know, we don't write modern way. Writing means, you know, even e-book and on social media some articles or some nice, you know, programs. So we are lacking, unfortunately. But I think the solution, one of the, if you want to share something, that if I'm a young Muslim lady, and I'm addicted with social media, I don't know how to control it. I'm just misusing it. So what do you tell me? from where should I start?
You know, definitely if talking about a young girl, so it is difficult for her to, you know, control these things. Definitely she needs a guide, like her parents or teacher or whoever is an alim. So they can provide her, you know, the guidelines, they can guide them, her. But as a youngster, as a young girl, it is very, very hard nowadays. You know,
she's coming towards you by this program, the Muslim lady, yeah? For example, I'm 21 years old, and I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I don't understand that how can I'm just wasting my time, yeah? And I'm just misusing the social media, and I'm not looking for that, you know, modesty chapter. So I'm listening to this program to change
definitely
my
there are a lot of factors. You know, the number one factor is you have to be aware about the, you know, presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, stay away from the sins. We have to always remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us in our social media, in our mobile, in our iPad. If we remind ourselves that our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is with us, so it helps us, you know, then we feel shy, you know, while so committing
Alhamdulillah,
sins.
Yeah, I get to know the first step is
awareness.
Awareness.
Yeah.
So now time is over. So the second step we are going to talk, inshallah, in our next episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I hope our listeners also enjoying this discussion. Inshallah, until next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and how about listening to a gem of an advice from the model of magnanimity, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. When you gain power over your adversary, pardon him, by way of thanks for being able to overpower him.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked.
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. Please stay tuned.
بشر عباد الذين يستمعون الغول فيتبعون احسن. خدا رحمت کنه.
الله in the Holy Quran Surah Az-Zumar ayah 17 and 18 states, so give good news to my servants who listen to the word of Allah and follow the best sense of it. Allama Tabatabai under these verses of the Quran refers to two beautiful points. He believes that listening to the words of others does not mean to listen to, watch, or read anything you like. It also does not mean to refer to old references and finally select the best ones. Allama Tabatabai believes that in these two verses, Allah wants the people to listen to the best of the words and then select from among the best and not any ordinary content.
بعضی امروز این آیه رو اینطور معنا میکنن. آقا یه جوان حق داره بره تو.
Today, we could see that some people interpret such ayahs in the Quran as if a person is allowed to refer to any religious reference or resource he deems best and then select from among them. This view is wrong. This is exactly like the presence of the experts in other fields. We, in order to have the best choice, refer to the experts of other fields and based on their professional opinions, select the best one from among them, whether it is a physician or engineer. As a result, we have to read or watch good materials based on the views of the experts of religion, and then select the best one from among the good and authentic ones. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. To find out more about this program, log on to our website www.parstoday.com Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care.
This is IRIB English Radio. website is www.parstoday.com/en.
The light.
And old manuscripts are precious and can sometimes fetch attractive sums of money. But this one has gone far beyond, as it's a really rare handwriting belonging to a world-famous scientist. This manuscript was sold for a whopping $13 million at an auction at Christie's in Paris. But would you still be surprised if we told you that it belongs to no one but the great physicist of our time, Albert Einstein? Einstein did not have a habit of keeping drafts, and this is one of only two manuscripts that have survived. Einstein wrote the 54-page document in the early 1900s in Zurich, Switzerland, and his colleague Michel Besseau has preserved it since then. The document contains Einstein's preparatory work for his signature achievement, the theory of general relativity. Einstein's letters have set records twice before, but for much lower prices. November is the best time of the year to see polar bears moving around Canadian shores. During this month, the carnivores gather in large numbers and wait for the waters to freeze before they begin their seal hunt. These bears are playing and wrestling in the Canadian city of Churchill, dubbed the polar bear capital of the world. The area is located within a natural habitat of a large population of polar bears. Sometimes the city's residents even share their streets with these animals. Currently, there are nearly 25,000 polar bears in the wild, and Canada is home to more than 17,000 of them. However, wildlife organizations say these animals are facing the threat of extinction by the end of the century due to global warming. Robots in a war-ravaged city. Androids serve clients in a restaurant in Mosul, an Iraqi city that still bears the scars of the years-long presence of terrorist groups. This fully digital eatery offers a futuristic experience to its customers. From interactive tables to glowing constellations, everything seems like a journey to the future. But the robot waiters are the stars of the show, and a major reason the restaurant attracts a large number of visitors every night.
The idea started during the COVID lockdown. As you know, people spent most of their time on social media during that period, since commuting was not allowed. So we tried to look at different ideas from around the world, and thank God we were able to execute this idea and complete this project.
The owner of the eatery says he has imported the robots, but other technologies used there are the work of a group of young engineers from the University of Mosul. The venue has already become very popular, and many visitors call it their favorite place in the city. Qatar displays a dazzling drone show as it unveils the countdown clock for the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Doha. The clock, in the shape of an hourglass, is located at Doha's iconic Cornish fishing spot. The distinctive design enables the structure to be seen from any angle and stand out from the spectacular city skyline behind it. The event reveals to fans worldwide that just 1 year to go to the big kickoff. Famous athletes including David Beckham and Samuel Eto'o were in attendance at the ceremony. They may not realize it, but they are extremely lucky. Two pandas have been adopted by superstars. Chinese Olympic champion Zhang Jiechi and Paris Saint-Germain footballer Kylian Mbappe have become godparents to a pair of panda cubs. The athletes have both expressed satisfaction with their new role, with Mbappe calling his godparenthood a big moment. The cute cubs are only 3 months old and can barely stand on their own feet. They are called Yuan Dudu and Huan Lili. Space lovers have been treated to an epic lunar eclipse that dazzled the night skies of the Northern Hemisphere. The event is also known as the Blood Moon because of the red haze seen around the moon during the eclipse. The 3.5-hour phenomenon gave stargazers the chance to witness the longest partial eclipse in 580 years. Although NASA calls this celestial event a partial eclipse, around 97% of the moon was cast into a red hue by the Earth's shadow. A total eclipse could also be seen in Russia's far eastern regions. The next longest partial eclipse will take place in around 648 years.
An 11-month-old baby has become an internet sensation after a video of her snowboarding went viral in China. Wang Yuji is a daredevil infant snowboarder whose adorable face sticks out underneath all the protective snow and sports gear. Her parents decided to learn skiing during the winter, but they also wanted to include their baby on the fun of snow sports. While snowboarding might be a bit too early for a toddler who can barely stand or walk, Yuji was not scared at all and even enjoyed it. China, which is hosting the Winter Olympics in a couple of months, is encouraging citizens to try ice and snow sports.
Every year, the roads across this tiny island in northwestern Australia turn scarlet just as millions of crabs leave their homes in the depths of the forest and start marching together all the way to the ocean where they can mate and spawn. The spectacular group voyage on Christmas Island happens after the first rainfall in October or November. And in order to give these red creatures the leeway, locals close off multiple roads across the island. They've even built a special bridge for the crabs so that they can cross the road unharmed. The mesmerizing migration is now a tourist attraction, drawing nature lovers from around the globe.
Paleontologists in Brazil have discovered remains that could belong to a species of dinosaur as yet unknown. The fossils were found at a site in northeastern Brazil. A team of scientists is trying to put together the bones and complete the huge dinosaur's skeleton. They think it lived during the Cretaceous period, which began around 145 million years ago and ended with extinction of all dinosaurs roughly 66 million years ago.
A new new study shows that moderate consumption of tea and coffee may be better for your health than previously thought. The study conducted by a Chinese medical university says tea and coffee can help keep stroke and dementia at bay. And if you're wondering what is meant by moderate consumption, it's defined as something between 2 and 5 cups of tea and coffee, either alone or combined in one day. The study followed more than 360,000 people aged 50 to 74 for over a decade. Some scientists have praised the study as robust. Others, however, say the participants were all selected from the UK Biobank, which means they're healthier than the general population.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Pomegranate has a special place in Iranian culture. There is a trace of the fruit everywhere from poetry to cooking. Iranians even hold a pomegranate festival in the fall. This year the event is held in one of the main parks in the capital, Tehran. The festival features different varieties of pomegranates that are grown across Iran. The visitors can also find pomegranate products, including juices, concentrates, and dressings. The event includes cultural parades, music concerts, and traditional live performances. Iranians say they always welcome the pomegranate season, as it's one of the old symbols in the country's literature and art. The Christmas season always brings happiness and joy to people around the world. Many Parisians these days are taking a respite from their daily routines and hitting famous departmental stores now light up with present boxes. Cheerful families could be spotted at Christmas-decorated galleries, Lafayette and Printemps department stores. Automated figures and colorful window displays are the center of attractions for them and their children. It's a season when people buy Christmas gifts for their loved ones and stores make big profits this time around. Many Parisians say they want to take advantage of this period as the government is debating whether or not to impose a COVID-related lockdown. In Venezuela, a large number of musicians are striving for one common goal, and that's setting the Guinness record as the world's largest orchestra. Over 12,000 musicians, mostly children and adolescents, have played together to make that happen. Hundreds of violins, violas, and double basses playing in unison at this setting in Caracas. The musicians are all connected to the country's network of youth orchestras. For them to set a record, over 8,000 instruments had to play at the same time during a 5-minute period of a classical piece. Right now, a Russian orchestra that played the country's national anthem is holding the record. Once done, the crowd of musicians erupted in cheers, lifting their instruments and waving Venezuelan flags. Guinness will announce its decision in the next 10 days. Tourists and residents in Los Angeles have been mesmerized by a dazzling new event the U.S. city is hosting with holiday-themed and full of colorful lights. Visitors can enjoy a mile-long walkway covered on all sides with brightly lit installations. Artists from around the world have taken part in the exhibition. The centerpiece display is a cathedral tunnel lit with thousands of bulbs. Another amazing attraction is the orbs, lit up with thousands of torches. The event has been a huge hit with the LA public.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice.
And it gets to be out in the open, and it's like a perfect night to do it, so it's great.
It's definitely the best. Like, we had to do, like, in a car to go see lights, and then we got to, like, now, like, go around and actually walk and get to see everything up close, which is super nice.
Yeah.
Definitely after the, what, year and a half that we've had.
Yeah.
So.
And it's really nice to see everything up close, because it's, like, you see in a photo, but then it's more real and real, so.
Yeah.
The event opened to the public on the 12th of November and will run for 5 nights. Preparations for the event, however, started a month ago. The organizers say millions of bulbs and 17 miles of cables are used for the 18 art installations.
From a gray and gloomy look to a cheery and colorful appearance. That's the story of how a neighborhood in Peru's capital, Lima, is being transformed to become a tourist attraction. A group of artists in Lima are bringing color and joy to this hilly neighborhood by painting the walls of houses. Creating an optical illusion of a giant mural, the project is visible from different spots across the city. The designers are hoping what they did can improve the lives of residents in a neighborhood that was considered to be unsafe before.
What we are doing here is communal work with all the neighbors, and we are doing it because it's important to change the environment through the use of colors. This hill was considered an unsafe and dangerous area of the city, so we decided to change that social stigma through art, which for me as a muralist is the best tool to achieve it.
The project was started 5 months ago, and workers are now putting the final touches to their work of art. The mural covers over 300,000 square meters. It's the largest in South America.
The birth of a baby sloth at an uncharacteristically hasty speed has surprised London zookeepers. A tiny two-toed sloth, a named Terrier, was born to a mother, Marilyn, at the weekend. The zookeepers say there was no sign at all that Marilyn was going into labor when they checked her in the morning. However, less than an hour, they spotted something like a tiny arm tucked into her tummy. Marilyn had quietly delivered the baby with no fuss at all, while her keepers were chopping up sweet potatoes for her breakfast. The mother and baby are said to be doing well, but the zookeepers still don't know the sex of the baby.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah the Almighty, Salamu Alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about courage and bravery in Islam. I invite all of you to be with us.
Thank you.
Today, Thursday, is the 19th of Rabiu Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of November, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We choose chapter Al-Ankabut, verses 1 to 3 to listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alif Lam.
Alif Lam Mim.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Trial is for proving the intrinsic intentions and qualities of a person to be true. In other words, this world is like a university or a farm. In a university, the talents open to below, the competencies grow, and whatever is in a stage of potentiality reaches the stage of actuality. In this farm, the seeds must be planted. The shoots and sprouts must come out of their inside. These sprouts come out from the land, grow to be some small plants, and finally become some tall, fruitful trees. These things are not possible without experience and examination.
Heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so.
Courage and bravery in Islam, we're talking about. Fear and timid people hide themselves in corners like birds retreating cold season. They do not undertake any task for fear of their opponents. Such people neither become reputable nor can they bring any change in their life. At the most, they can remain in their original condition. But courageous people first realize the importance of their aim, ponder over every side of the matter, weigh probable profit or loss, prepare a program, and then begin their job without caring for anything. Here, there is a difference between haughtiness and madness and courage. Careless people jump in without pondering over related matters. They do not keep an eye on their benefit or loss. Even if they prepare a program, wise people do not appreciate it. Such people are deceived by their strength and they take undue pride in themselves. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to be brave in Islam. I mean, and in this connection, we are going to consider various aspects of braveness or bravery according to Islamic teachings. At the same time, we find that those people who are brave, they are careful to take the right decision at the right time in order to fulfill the promises, okay? Those people who are morally well-trained people and they are and they know that being a good religious personality has many requirements, and one of those requirements is the fulfilling one's promises. So fulfilling one's promises without breaching them and without any taking any detour in order to escape the promises is one of the important things and important qualifications that brave people have or are expected to have. Another one is that brave people usually practice being brave, okay? This braveness cannot come and go just only once or twice throughout one's lifetime. Rather, in certain situations, we find that the context is such that everybody may be examined, may be tested to have whether he or she may have the right and required level of braveness.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today is a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Among the different kinds of courage, we reach to spiritual courage. Spiritual courage is the courage to face up to spiritual questions that may be uncomfortable, a threat to your own identity as a spiritual person, or undermine your own spiritual beliefs. It is similar to intellectual courage. However, where intellectual courage is the willingness to address issues of logic and information, spiritual courage ventures into philosophical questions that are often unanswerable. We learn about tips to liberate ourselves from fear, creating a contingency plan. Accepting Allah's qadar does not mean that you should become careless. You should accept His qadar, but still look both ways before crossing a busy street. These things are not mutually exclusive. Instead, the instinct for self-preservation is one of the things that Allah has given you to protect yourself. Creating a contingency plan is a little like doing your chores. Once you get these mundane things out of the way, you can go ahead and enjoy yourself. Continuing to be fearful after you have prepared yourself as much as possible is a sign that one of two things is wrong. Either you haven't organized your chores, or you have an unrealistic view of your own powers. Organize your chores by making a list. Write down everything related to protecting yourself that you feel you can control. Developing a realistic view of your own powers is possible through prayer, reading the Holy Quran, staying in touch with other Muslims, or simply paying attention to the examples around you. Pay attention to nature. Watch the sunrise. Feed the squirrels and notice how life marches on no matter what we humans do.
I have this whole theory as to how, after the Second World War, when human beings killed each other in large numbers, and those who survived began reproducing in large numbers, i.e. the baby boomer generation, and these baby boomers had to fight for survival. They were not given the personal attention from parents. They led lives that were largely insecure. They became materialistic. They had to fight for survival. They became more egoically driven. They became more wasteful in resources. And, you know, you can see that a lot in that generation, which would be like my parents' generation, right? So those who are in their 60s and above. And then the issue that a lot of us came to this country as immigrants from countries where the rulers were repressive and oppressive. You know, in the places we came from, you can't just walk up to a police officer and talk to him like a friend or laugh with and shake hands with him, right? You're just not used to that idea, or that if you go to court, you're going to get any justice. Right? Or that you have any kind of right. For those of you who are born here, it comes to you naturally. For us, it's like, wow, I can actually say what I want. And I'm not worried somebody's going to come pick me up in the middle of the night and I'll just disappear. Or I'll be put in prison or I'll get tortured. Right? So there are many, many reasons why we find that in the society we live in today, we don't, as a community, have the people with the courage to be able to stand up for truth in large numbers and be ready for the imam when he returns. And I believe that the future generation that will come after might be able to raise this sort of a generation, provided our scholars and our leaders and we as a group begin to recognize the importance of justice and courage. The hallmark of today's world is individualism. It's about my needs, my desires, my goals, my happiness. Anyone who stands in my way, I will curse him, I will fight him, I will divorce him, I will get rid of him, I will kill him, but it's all about me and more about I. Karbala is largely remembered for justice because in Karbala we see all the opposites of this. We see selflessness, we see courage, we see patience. It was concern for the greater good. When we realize the value of justice and courage and freedom, we're then willing to even give it up and sacrifice for it. And that is why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam says, "Hayhat min nazillah," that I will not live a life of humiliation.
Dear brothers and sisters, what you had listened to was today's special from IRIB English Radio. That's all for today's episode. Inshallah, we'll meet you in another day, same time, same channel. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanillah.
Some might say this world today is shown. God's left us to our mistakes, oh, and he's never been so far away, some might say. How could any father stand? See his children across many lands, suffer so, give no helping hand, no helping hand. Somewhere tonight, far away and out of sight, there's a child that's too weak to cry. Deep in those eyes, can't you see him in disguise, reaching out to the heart that's in you and I. In every tear that is wet, he is there.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.